Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, faucets, vanities, doors, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Ever feel like you're living next door to like the loudest human on the planet? You know, the one with the subwoofer permanently set to earthquake and a like deep-seated aversion to headphones.
It's amazing how often we see sound, something that's just, you know, part of the background of our lives, become this like major source of tension.
And today's deep dive is all about those sound-challenged neighbors. We're diving into your experience with a noise-challenged neighbor. We're going to call him Greg, based on the letter you sent to the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. We're going to unpack the psychology behind these situations, you know, why they escalate the way they do, and maybe, just maybe, we'll uncover some, well, surprising insights into conflict resolution.
Or, you know, the lack thereof, which honestly can be just as enlightening.
Okay, so right off the bat in your letter, it's clear that this isn't about a door slamming shut once or someone like occasionally blasting their TV a little too loud. This is, you're talking about relentless noise.
And it's not just the volume.
Yeah.
You describe 90s techno.
Oh, the humanity.
Right. And then there's those weird, unidentifiable sounds. And the bass, I mean, seriously, that bass probably rattled your fillings loose.
You're basically describing a horror movie's soundscape, but like for your daily life. So how does this constant auditory assault actually affect us? I mean, it's got to be more than just annoying, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It triggers a full-blown stress response in the body. It's not just a mental, oh, this is an annoying thing. It's like your body is literally on high alert.
So fight or flight mode, but triggered by the Macarena on repeat.
Pretty much. And there's actually... There's research on this. The University of Stockholm did a study a while back that found prolonged exposure to noise. We're talking above 75 decibels, which is like louder than a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. They found it can lead to like a 27% increase in stress hormones.
Wow. So basically you're saying our listener was basically living in their own personal stress factory, courtesy of Greg downstairs.
Pretty much. And when you look at the research, this kind of chronic noise exposure has been linked to all sorts of, well, not great stuff. Sleep disturbances, that's a big one. Increased risk of cardiovascular problems. And it can really mess with your concentration, too. Like trying to focus on anything with that going on in the background, good luck.
You get more work done in the middle of a, I don't know, monster truck rally.
Seriously. And I think what makes this even more stressful, you can't just like, reason with the noise. Yeah. It's not like you could sit down with Greg's thumping techno and be like, hey, buddy, mind turning down the existential dread.
Yeah, Greg, I'm trying to like actually use my brain up here. Maybe swap the Prodigy for some Enya or something.
Right. Like, good luck with that conversation.
And you did try to be reasonable, at least at first.
Yeah.
You started with the polite conversations, even resorted to those like hopeful little note slipped under the door. "Dear Greg, it's come to my attention that the soundtrack to my life currently sounds like a rave in a wind tunnel."
Which honestly is a pretty good description based on what you wrote. But yeah, that's textbook conflict de-escalation. You're trying to address it head on, hoping for that quick resolution. But Greg, well, it sounds like he didn't exactly get the memo on the whole good neighbor thing.
Spoiler alert, he didn't. And this is where it gets interesting, right? Because this is where we often see this like cycle of conflict escalation start to kick in.
Oh yeah. It's like when those initial attempts at communication fall flat or just like completely ignored, it can trigger this almost game theory type of response. Like each person feels more and more trapped and the moves they make become more and more extreme.
So the 90s rave in Greg's apartment keeps thumping along. Your frustration is building.
Yeah.
And that's where things start to get, well, interesting. And that's where, well, let's just say you got creative. The polite requests went out the window and you fought fire with fire. Or should I say techno with, well, death metal.
The classic, if you can't beat them, blast them with Cannibal Corpse at 3 a.m. strategy.
Hey, desperate times, right? But it's not really about the music, is it? It's about feeling powerless, having your space violated, your well-being completely disregarded.
Exactly. It's this constant reminder that you're not in control of your own environment. It chips away your sense of security, that feeling of being able to relax and recharge in your own home.
Right. Like, your home should be your sanctuary, not a, I don't know, a testing ground for Greg's latest musical obsession.
Exactly. And when that's compromised, it's not just an inconvenience, it's a direct threat to your well-being, your mental health even. We need those spaces, those personal sanctuaries to function. And when they're constantly under assault, so to speak, it takes a toll.
It's exhausting. And it sounds like at this point you were beyond exhausted. So you did what many of us would probably do in that situation. You reached out for backup.
You mean brought in the big guns.
Exactly. You called in those who theoretically are supposed to enforce those noise ordinances, law enforcement, local authorities, the whole shebang.
We tend to put a lot of faith in those systems, don't we? The hope that someone, somewhere will swoop in and restore order.
It's like, please tell me I'm not crazy. Tell Greg he can't just pump techno bass into my living room at all hours. But as we often find with these types of situations, even when those systems are in place, they don't always, you know, deliver that immediate relief.
Right. It's not always as simple as filing a noise complaint and having the problem magically disappear.
It's like trying to catch smoke with a net. And in your case, it sounds like the police came, maybe gave a warning or two. But Greg, being the considerate neighbor that he wasn't, went right back to his old tricks as soon as the patrol car left.
It's like a game of whack-a-mole with noise complaints sometimes.
Exactly. And the council, well, let's just say they weren't much help either, were they?
Councils often have their hands tied, unfortunately. Limited resources, backlogs of complaints. It's a system that, sadly, isn't always equipped to handle those more persistent cases.
So you're stuck, right? You've tried reasoning, retaliating, navigating the bureaucratic maze of noise ordinances, and yet the beat goes on.
It's got to feel incredibly disheartening. Like, no matter what you do, you're trapped.
And that feeling, that sense of utter powerlessness can lead to, well, let's just say it can push people to their breaking point. And sadly, that's what happened next. We're talking about the car, you know, the keyed car, the one with Greg turned down the techno scratched into the side, if I'm remembering the letter correctly.
Yeah, and that's where things took, well, a bit of a dark turn. This wasn't just about sleep deprivation or feeling annoyed anymore. It escalated. We're talking property damage now.
I mean, can you imagine? You're just trying to go to work or school or wherever, and you walk out to your car, and bam, there it is.
It's a huge violation. It's personal, and it makes the conflict impossible to ignore. You know what I mean?
Right, because now it's not just noise. It's like, does this guy have it out for me personally? And that fear, on top of everything else, it's got to be a lot to handle.
Absolutely. And I mean, if we're being real, it's not that surprising, right? This is what happens when those basic needs, the need for peace, for respect, for security even, when those are ignored, you create this pressure cooker situation and people are going to react.
And in this case, that reaction involved, well, you reached a breaking point and got out, found some peace, even if it was just temporary, in a motel room.
Which, you know, think about that for a second. You were so desperate for some peace and quiet. You were willing to, like, upend your life, even if it was just for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty wild. But it really highlights just how damaging these situations can be. But this is where I think things get really tricky, right? Because finding a temporary escape is one thing, but what about a long-term solution?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. Yeah. And there's no easy answer. I mean, mediation is always an option, but that only works if both parties are actually open to it. Some cities have really good noise ordinances, but others, not so much.
And you can't exactly control where someone like Greg decides to blast his techno, right?
Yeah. Exactly. So much of this comes down to individual responsibility, you know, empathy, just a basic willingness to coexist. And let's be honest, that can be a lot to ask in these situations.
It really makes you think, like, what can we do, not just as individuals, but as communities, to prevent these situations from spiraling out of control the way this one did? What are we missing?
I think a big part of it is just awareness, like remembering that sound, yep. Even if it's not like physically hurting you, it has a real impact. It can impact your well-being, your mental health, your sense of safety.
It's like we have to relearn how to like be neighbors. Remember that we're not just living in our own little bubbles, even when those bubbles share a wall with a, you know, a techno enthusiast.
Right. We've got to find ways to talk to each other, to address those conflicts early on before they escalate into, you know, keyed cars and motel stays.
Absolutely. To our listener out there, wherever you are, we're sending you some serious good vibes and hoping you've found some peace and quiet. And to everyone listening, we want to hear from you. Have you ever had to deal with a Greg in your life? What worked? What didn't? Let's keep this conversation going, because sometimes just knowing we're not alone in these crazy neighbor situations, well, it can make all the difference in the world.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.